Once we were about 100 yards away from the factory, my mom turned and looked behind us. No one was in sight.
"Sit down," she said.
She sat, folding her legs under her in the same way she did when she prayed at the Wat. My sister and I obeyed, forming a triangle with my mom. She put her hands on our shoulders and leaned forward, her face inches from ours.
"What I am about to tell you is very important,"
she whispered, her voice on edge.
"Be sure to listen closely. Never tell anyone that your pa was in the army. Never. That will get us all killed right away. Kim Bond said they are murdering soldiers and their families. You have to say you never met your pa. He was a taxi driver. He drove a tricycle. Do not say his real name. You should use my father's family name, Sin, and say his name was Rit. Sin Rit. You must say he left after you were born."
I did not understand. I was only 9 years old. My pa's name was Un Sut. I had hoped my pa would join us. He could make everything right.
"Where is pa?"
I asked.
"He is gone. I do not know."
My sister, who was 17 by then, and much taller than me, spoke up.
"Do you think they killed him?"
"I do not know,"
my mom said, her eyes filling with tears for a second.
"I do not know. We cannot know for sure. Kim Bond thinks they did, but we don't know. We can pray that he survived, but for now, we must deny he was in the army. If you don't, we all will be killed."
She wiped her eyes, and the momentary unsteadiness of her voice faded away.
"Listen to me. We must be strong. You can tell no one the truth. His name was Sin Rit, and he was a taxi driver. He drove a taxi, a tricycle in Battambang City. He didn't live with us. You didn't know him."
She turned to me, putting her hand on my shoulder, gripping it hard.
"Imagine I am a Khmer Rouge soldier," she said.
She put on an angry voice.
"Who is your pa?"
I paused, having a hard time putting words together. She gripped harder.
"Who is your pa?"
I couldn't get the words out, tears forming in my eyes. It tore me up inside to deny my father, the man whom I'd looked up to like a god.
"Who is your pa?"
she said again, even more intense.
"His name was Sin Rit, and he was a taxi driver,"
I said, sputtering out barely intelligible words.
"He drove a tricycle Battambang City."
"Again," she said.
"Imagine my finger is a rifle." She poked me hard in the chest.
"I will find some bamboo and whip you if you don't do this right. Who is your pa?"
I took a deep breath, and this time I was able to get the words out without crying too much.
"His name was Sin Rit, and he was a taxi driver. He drove a tricycle. I never knew him."
"That's better, but do it again. You must be strong."
I said it once more, this time without crying. She looked at me.
"Much better. You must remember that. Your name is not Sakomasat. It is Pru, and your family name is not Un. It is Sin."
She checked around to see if anyone was coming.
"What is your name?"
"My name is Pru."
"What is your name, your full name?"
"My name is Sin Pru."
"Repeat it back to me."
"My name is Sin Pru."
"Again," she said.
I repeated it once more.
"Good. Remember that. It could save all our lives. Never tell them your real name. Never tell them that your father was in the army."